At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you from Philly. It's a kind of special edition of the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
You know, most sports talk radio hosts, they have such miserable lives. They have to work through the holidays.
Not us. How pathetic for them.
Yeah. You know, we told that to the suits at Fox Sports Radio. But, you know, because they're getting such huge numbers on our show here. They begged us to do a show this week.
Yep, begged us. It was pathetic.
Yeah. And, you know, we said no. And then they came back and said, well, how about you do a best of show with the best of moments from all the famous guests, the so-called famous guests, you know, you've had on the show. And we said, how is that a best of?
Exactly.
The guests are the worst part of the show.
Yeah, the best part is when we're talking. There are no other good parts.
Yeah, and if that's the terrible programming decision that the suits want to make over at Fox Sports Radio, then we're going to give it to them. And you. So this is the worst of the Paulie and Tony Fusco
show. Here you go.
Low lights from all the blowhard guests we've had on the show. And, you know, you and all our loyal listeners out there, you know, the millions of you, you know, you've heard these clips already. But, you know, they're so bad that you're going to want to hear them again.
Yeah, that way we get ad money without us having to lift a finger.
Great point, Tony. See, that's how it's done in the business, people. Take note. That's why we've been so successful all these years. Anyway, coming up, some terrible interviews and also one sports trivia battle that totally went off the rails because our guest couldn't handle it. You're going to hear that one at the end. See, that's called a tease, people. That's going to keep you stuck here until the end.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but before we get into all of this, we did go ahead and sell some more ad time in the show so we can make even more money off of this. So right now, we're going to do a quick sponsor read for our good friends at Hungry Man. Are you getting together with your family for Thanksgiving? Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah. Just go get some Hungry Man TV dinners and tell your family thanks, but no thanks.
Hungry Man. Because you can't stomach your family, but you can stomach a Hungry Man.
Yeah.
All right, now that that's out of the way, all right, let's get into the show here.
Yeah.
First up, one of our most terrible bookings ever. Probably the worst, Tony. This was before the Bucks-Chiefs Super Bowl a couple of years back. Which, you
horrible
know,
game.
Yeah, we don't want to remember. Nobody wants to remember. Terrible game.
Exactly.
Anyway, there are thousands of guests you can book every year for the Super Bowl and Super Bowl week leading up to it, you know? But our booker went ahead and booked the absolutely wrong one. Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson.
Oh, don't remind me.
Anyway, we cut this interview down so you don't have to suffer through all of it. But here's the worst parts. Go ahead and play it.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, here we go. Our guest is Hall of Fame running back
you know, played for the Rams and the Colts, six-time Pro Bowler, you know, still holds the NFL single-season rushing record, you know, which he set in 1984, you know, running for a decent 2,105 yards. But, of course, as you all know, he never appeared in a Super Bowl, so it would have been better if he had come on the show, you know, some other time. But anyway, here we are. Eric Dickerson, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Mr. Dickerson.
Thank you. I like that intro. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, maybe you'll like this too, because, you know, we like to give our guests professional advice as we tour our professionals in the business. How come you haven't done any ads for, you know, penis pills? Your initials are ED. Your last name has the word in it. It seems like a natural fit.
Well, I guess they ain't paid me enough money to do it, I guess. I guess that would be more like it, but I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah, you know, we just hate to see you leave money on the table like that, you know.
Exactly. But, you know, call your agent after you hang up with us here. All right. Now, look, you know, we mentioned it in your intro. Let's just get it out of the way. You never played in a Super Bowl, never even really sniffed a Super Bowl. Help us out a little here. What can you tell us about playing in a big game when you never actually played in a big game?
Well, you know, I think it's more than playing the Super Bowl when you play football. I mean, that's a team sport, and it's not just about one guy trying to play in a Super Bowl. But
okay, right. Now look, there are a lot of people out there who think running backs don't help teams win Super Bowls, that they actually keep teams from winning Super Bowls. Do you subscribe to that idea? And also, do you feel kind of guilty that you cost the Rams 3 or 4 Super Bowl appearances?
You sound ridiculous, man. Absolutely not. First of all,
I thought that was a great question.
Without the running game, you couldn't even make it to the Super Bowl. You have to have a running game. I could tell you guys to know it all. I mean, you the guys that's on the sofa said, "Oh, I could have made that catch. Oh, I could have ran through that hole."
No question.
Ran through that hole. You couldn't have made that catch.
You go read our scouting report from middle school. Wait until you'll see. You'll change your mind. Now, look, we all know you broke O.J. Simpson's rushing record. You know, were you ever afraid that O.J. might come after you for that, you know, as payback?
I'd have to say, no, I was never worried about O.J. coming after me. But you know what? O.J. may have to come after you guys. I'll tell you that. How about that?
Oh.
Would you be afraid of O.J.?
No.
I could outrun O.J. easy. Even in his prime.
You know, don't you think that OJ, he might be angry? Because he only got 14 games, and, you know, you broke the record in 15 games, you know, which might upset a madman like that.
Well, I give you credit. You did do your homework on that. I give you credit on that, because I always say that, too.
So you
sound like you're talking a little bit more sense right now. You're right. OJ did it in 14. I did it in 15. Had one extra game to go. So I always give him that homage, because that was my favorite player.
Oh, he was. He was your favorite player, OJ?
He's my favorite player, yes.
And does he still hold that high regard in your estimation there?
I still like OJ. I mean, I played golf with OJ, you know, about 6 months ago. I mean, I still like him.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
How'd that go? Do you know, we gotta know here. You know, when you're out there playing golf with OJ, do you ever bring it up? You know, you want to win a hole, you know, as he's lining up a putt there, do you say, hey, OJ, remember what happened in June 1994?
He don't bring it up. And so, you know, we cool like that. I just don't bring that up just in case, you know, I don't want to make that uncomfortable.
Well, that's why you're not in journalism like us.
You know, you got to ask the hard question. Hey, OJ, does that golfing glove fit OJ? And then he misses the putt. You got to get in his head.
You want me to give you OJ's number? You can call him and tell him that.
Nah, we'll take a rain check on that.
I didn't think so. That's what I said.
Who is the greatest running back of all time? Come on, tell me. Who?
That's my opinion. The person does not exist, because everyone has guys that they like. Everyone has a person they like. They like OJ. You like Jim Brown. You like Barry Sanders. You might like Eric Dickerson. You might like Earl Campbell. So how do you say who's the greatest? Because everyone has the guys they like.
Terrible answer. Educate this man, Tony.
Now we know why you had to wear goggles, because you can't see. LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
There you go.
LeSean McCoy is the greatest
LeSean
running back.
LeSean McCoy. Two Super Bowl appearances. That's what matters.
Wait, hold it. Hold
You're just jealous hold because hold you on. Don't have the Super Bowl appearances.
You got on again. So y'all just y'all Eagle booty lickers. That's what y'all are.
Well, you're gonna be licking the back of the show because guess what, Ed? You're not getting an erection. You're getting an ejection because you're off the show.
You're off.
Goodbye. Your non-Super Bowl
you're
appearance. No appearances for you, including on this show.
Cusco Satellite Network.
Why are we doing this, Donnie? I don't even want to listen to these.
I really don't know. It's horrible.
Unfortunately, it's about to get worse. You know, this next guy is probably the worst guest we've ever had. Former Golden State Warriors center Andrew Bogut.
Oh, I know it.
The Warriors, they not only ruined basketball, but this clown tried to ruin our show.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he's from Australia. And I don't know if it's the accent they got down there or the Australian internet is just terrible, but I couldn't make heads or tails of anything this guy said.
I still have no idea what he said to this day.
Well, you know, we'll play it for you, the audience out there, and hey, you'll see if you can figure it out. Go ahead, play that clip.
Cusco Satellite Network.
All right, our guest today. You know, one of the great centers and two-point shooters of the last 20 years, Naismith College Player of the Year at Utah, number one overall pick, 2005 to the Bucks, was just tremendous. Then, of course, he goes to the Warriors, and, well, you know the story takes a turn for the worse there. We'll get into that with them. But first, Andrew Bogut, welcome to the show.
Ernie, Paulie, how are you going?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, you know, before we get into the Warriors rigmarole there, nobody's probably ever asked you this before, but how the hell does an Australian become a basketball player? When you told your parents you wanted to play basketball, weren't they like, you know, what the f*** is basketball?
I just got on the wrong flight one day and ended up at the University of Utah. So just, yeah, one of those things.
Maybe it's the accent or something, but I have no idea what you just said. Something about the University of Utah or something. Anyway, Tony has something on that subject for you.
The great 76er right now, he's the best player in the NBA, Ben Simmons. He grew up in Australia, but when you hear him talk, he doesn't sound anything like you. He sounds like he grew up in Ohio. Do you ever consider trying to talk like a normal NBA player, you know, so that your teammates maybe, do you wish that you would have done that so they could understand you better?
Oh, you're right there. I definitely had some issues with people understanding what the hell I was talking about, media. And but that's a good thing because I could sometimes get some things out, get some abuse out, and no one had any idea what the hell I was saying.
Tony, are you getting a word of this? I can't understand a thing.
Nope.
Yeah, there's pros and cons of the old accent, kind of like you guys with your accent. I mean, that sounds like absolute rubbish.
Excuse me?
You know.
What?
Rubbish? What?
Yes. Garbage.
That's
French for garbage.
Oh, you want to come at
here
us?
Here we go. We're getting off.
You know, I got to be honest. We've been doing this interview 2 minutes. I haven't understood a f***ing word you've said so far. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I know what's going on here. What you're doing, Bogut, is you're trying to distract the conversation.
Yeah, you're trying to deflect.
That's not good. No. So let's get to the meat of why you brought where we brought you here. Look, we're going to be a little sensitive toward you because I'm sure it was a tough break for you. You were a number one big man in Milwaukee, right?
Yep.
Averaging 16 a game. Then you go to Golden State and they cut your points in half, even a third. Didn't you look around and think, hey, I'm 7 feet tall. What the f*** going on here? They keep passing the ball to that little person in the corner.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating at times. But at the end of the day, I had a nice piece of jewelry sitting on my finger at the end of that journey. So it all kind of worked out.
But, you know, you talk about that ring you have. Don't you think it's a little tainted? Because, yeah, you won a championship. But, you know, the Warriors and you ruined basketball as we know it with all this three-point shooting shit. Doesn't that kind of take it down a peg for you?
A little bit. Almost ruined the big man. They ruined guys like myself.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit bittersweet. But, you know, sometimes you got to take the cons with the pros, and at the end of the day, I got out just in time. You know, the demise of the big man is there, and you guys have Joel Embiid in Philly, though, so you never know. That could work out well.
What do you mean? It is working, and that's because Joel Embiid said to his teammates, he said, I'm 7 feet tall, you're going to do what I say. Why don't you say that to Steph?
Yeah,
like,
listen, you little f***, give me the ball. Why don't you say that?
I said something along those lines, but all I got in response was laughs and finger points. So I kind of figured the deafening silence after I mentioned that was enough for me to move on from that.
Oh, so were you scared of them? What you scared of the little people there?
A little bit, you know, those little people, they can kick you in the ankles, you know, it hurts like hell, so you got to be careful. But yeah, I figured that the guys making the big bucks would probably put me on a plane and send me out to Oklahoma City or Detroit or something if I'm not careful. So I had to kind of keep my mouth shut a little bit. Or Philly, for that matter. I mean, imagine Philly back then. It was a horrible time in sports. Remember the old tank that you guys rode for about 5 straight years?
We
trusted the process. That's what we did. Yeah, we trusted the process.
We trusted the two. It was called shooting the two.
Yep.
Sticking, that was what the process was, you know, sticking with the fundamentals instead of ruining the game. So we're going to give you an opportunity right now. You say it right here. This will help cleanse the air for you. Okay, you say, repeat after me, you say, I hate Steph Curry for ruining the NBA, and I hereby do solemnly swear to renounce the championship that I helped him win. Go ahead, say it.
Well, I'm not as smart as you two guys. It's a very long sentence to remember, so how
about that? Oh, no, I'm kind of talking your way out of it. You're scared of short people.
I'm just more shocked that you guys were able to put two sentences together.
Oh! Guess what, Bogut?
Yep.
This interview is bogus because you're so terrible. We're kicking your ass out the show. Just like Steph Curry sent you to the Mavs. We're sending you to the dial tone. Bye.
Busco Satellite Network.
You guys are just a bunch of absolute idiots.
Jay, get him off the line. Unbelievable.
Is he off the line?
Again, Tony, you know, I'm questioning our decision to do this show. These interviews are so terrible, we should have just burned them all.
Yeah, I'm having horrible nightmare flashbacks right now.
Well, Tony, this one, you know, is a better memory for you. That's why we're going to toss it in here now. But not such a good memory for our guest. You know, you might remember the former ESPN sports trivia show, Stump the Schwab, where the idea, remember the idea, you know, that contestants had to beat so-called sports trivia guru, in quotes, Howie Schwab, at a game of trivia. Now,
what a joke.
The show was canceled before Tony had a chance to go on it. But we all know he would have absolutely crushed Howie Schwab.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been close.
Yeah, well, we didn't let that minor fact that the show got canceled get in the way of that plan. So we invited Howie to come on the show and face Tony in a trivia showdown. And, we don't want to give too much away here, Tony, do we? No.
No, we don't. Just let the people listen.
Yeah, but yeah, let's just say Howie did not come off so well.
Busco Satellite Network.
All right, our guest is known, you know, for some reason, as the Sultan of Sports Trivia. Former ESPN personality, started out there as a researcher, producer. Then he became the star of the sports trivia game show there called Stump the Schwab. Anyway, let's get him on here. Howie Schwab, welcome to the show.
Yeah, for some reason they called me that. You're right, I agree. Sultan of whatever.
That's what we
want to know. Who came up with that? You give that nickname to yourself? Where'd that come from?
Oh, hell no. No.
Oh, all right. All right.
No, someone at ESPN came up with that, I guess.
That's why we want to know, and, you know, I ask this respectfully. How the hell did they give you a show?
They gave me a show because someone was drunk. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, well, that does kind of explain a lot of decisions at that network. Let's get to the real reason we brought you here.
Yeah.
You know, we have that nickname, the Sultan of Sports Trivia, but we want Tony here to challenge you for the title, you know, WWE style.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to play a game. We're going to pit you against Tony, all right? And I'm going to ask each of you some randomly selected questions.
Well, wait a second here. If we're doing this, I think Tony is more like Baron Mikhail Cicluna.
Who?
Or maybe Rene Goulet. And I'll be San Martino.
That's good. Okay, you're going with the classic wrestlers
That's right. Exactly. Hey, I was going to go with Ivan Putski.
Or we could go back to Randy Savage, or we can go back to Ultimate Warrior.
This is a showdown.
I'll be Hulk Hogan, you'll be Andre. Let's go.
All right. Well, here you go. Here's how it's going to work.
Are you telling me I'm that heavy? Come on.
No, big guy. Big personality.
Oh. Yeah, he meant big and legend. Like legend, sure.
Princess Bride.
All right. Maybe both. Who knows? Here's how it's going to work. The first to get three correct answers wins the title. You got that? Both of you there?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
All right. Tony, we're going to start.
This is really like a steel cage. Okay.
Let's All right, go. Howie. Enough talking. You're delaying here because I know you're nervous. All right. Here, look. You both know the rules, so it's time for the Sultan of Sports Trivia Showdown. Yeah. That's what we call in the business sound effects.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
First question to Tony. Ready, Tony? Here, this one's for you.
Let's go.
Before Nick Foles led the Eagles to a triumphant victory in the Super Bowl, who was the last Eagles quarterback to lead his team to an appearance in the Super Bowl?
You know, that question is easy for me. The answer is number five, Donovan McNabb.
That's a layup.
Hey, what are you doing there? Howie, that question's not for you. Stop trying to show off. Correct. Donovan McNabb. All right, Howie.
1 point for me.
That 1 point for Tony. All right, Howie, this one's for you. In the same ballpark, we all know Donovan McNabb was the second overall pick in the 1999 NFL draft. But which player was drafted by the Eagles in the seventh round of the same draft with the 208th overall pick?
Oh, my God.
Again, I'll remind you, these are randomly selected questions.
Wow. You know, it's funny because I knew the one in the sixth round, but
listen to him to try and qualify it. Come on, we asked you the question.
No. That's a good one. Seventh round. Let's see.
We're gonna need to set a timer here. You know, the show's only 20 minutes here.
Ring the bell.
You sure are.
5 seconds, Howie.
20-minute time limit match. I get it.
Three, two, one.
I was going to try to throw out a great guess, but I can't even do that.
Well, you can stop with the excuses because your time's up. Tony, you know, this won't count toward your point total, but just out of curiosity, can you answer this one?
You know, I think I can. Jed Weaver, tight end out of Oregon, good practice squad player.
All right. Well, so at the end of round one, it's Tony 1, Howie 0. All right, Tony, this one's for you. When the Eagles made their first appearance in the Super Bowl back in 1981, which player, who became an ESPN personality too, was the quarterback?
You know, once again.
Come on.
Howie, please.
This one is easy.
He needs to think.
This one's easy for me. Maybe not a lot of you out there don't know it, like Howie, but it's Ron Jaworski.
You are correct. Very good, Tony. That's 2 points for you. All right, Howie, now to you. Not to you. Same ballpark. When Ron Jaworski made his first start for the Eagles back in week one of the 1977 season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who caught his very first touchdown pass?
I'm going to guess Vince Papale, but I'll be wrong.
Well, then you're right about being wrong, because you're wrong. Tony, you know, this won't count toward your point total, but just out of curiosity, do you know the answer to this one?
Of course. Who can forget? Touchdown Tommy Sullivan.
There you go. It was Tommy Sullivan, the running back. And Howie kind of disappointed he didn't get that one. You're down 0-2. So I'm going to throw it to you. Howie, this one's for you. All right, last chance here to stay alive. Here we go. Focus in.
Staying alive. Okay.
All right, you're not going to win any recording contracts either, but all right, here we go. Before Nick Foles won Super Bowl MVP, he led his team to victory against the Vikings in the NFC Championship. Please tell us his yards per attempt in that game and make sure to be accurate to the second decimal point, or unfortunately, we will have to count it as wrong.
13.1.
Say that number again.
13.1.
Oh, well, unfortunately, like all your other answers, that is incorrect.
Too bad.
You know, we do appreciate you being so bullish on Nick Foles, but hey, Tony, just out of curiosity again, do you know this one?
You know, if memory serves me correctly, I believe he averaged somewhere about 10.67 yards per attempt in that game.
Wow, that is correct. On the nose, Tony. Well done.
Thank you.
You have 3 points, and that means you are the winner. So, Howie, this must mean we need you right now to tell Tony, please tell Tony, and crown him as the Sultan of Sports Trivia. Please go ahead.
Come on.
Well, Tony, you're clearly the Sultan of Eagles Sports Trivia. Congrats.
So loser.
Let me be honest.
You can't even lose with class.
Okay, no, let me be honest. I'm more like Steve Lombardi in wrestling. Maybe Quick Draw Rick McGraw tonight against Andre the Giant and Hulk.
Now you're making all these excuses for yourself. And I'll show you the door. Yeah. Because guess what, Schwab?
Guess what?
You're off the show. Howie, you doing? You're doing terrible. Yeah. Get out of here. Hang up the phone.
Fusco Satellite Network.
You know, Tony, that was actually a pretty decent clip there, you know, unlike the first, though.
Yeah, exactly. And now we know why his trivia show got canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Because he just, you know, if you were the star of the show, Tony, that would still be on for 30 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. Still going today.
Just another terrible programming decision by ESPN. And on the subject of terrible programming decisions, that comes to the end of this show. Then we're going to wrap the worst of the Paulie and Tony Fusco show here. But make sure to join us next week for a regularly scheduled terrific episode. And hey, Tony, we didn't put in much work this week because, you know, we didn't need to. But we still did it great, didn't we?
We sure did. Another flawless show.
All right. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.